The following is a production of Minor League Baseball, the Lynchburg Hillcats, and Virch. Welcome into another night of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. We are about 20 minutes from the start of tonight's game, and it's time for us to get you set for first pitch. Coming up over the next 20 minutes, we will preview the game with the pitching matchup and the starting lineups. We'll also sit down with tonight's pregame interview. And finally, we'll look around the Carolina League and update the standings. Hillcats Baseball is on deck, but first, to preview tonight's game, here's Connor Young.
Welcome inside the Bank of the James Stadium for the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show brought to you by Homestead Creamery. Lynchburg looks to secure the split of the series in just game three of the week here tonight and pick up their seventh straight win, their fourth straight win over Fayetteville. My name is Connor Young. I will be joining you with all night long, starting here on the pregame show. We'll hear from Jason Brill in just a minute. But first, let's take a look at the key takeaways from each game of this series. Overall, the Cats and Woodpeckers have now faced off five times. Four of those five contests have been decided by two runs or fewer, and three of those games were decided by one lone run. So these two teams have played each other close all season long, and taking a look at the pitching we're expected to see today, that should continue on here on this Thursday evening. Game one, it was a good outing from Braylon Doty for Lynchburg. He started on the mound. The Hillcats were able to score early, and Doty and company helped them hold the lead. They did not relinquish it since they first scored in the third inning of Game 1. Sean Mattson, who we'll hear from in just a moment here on the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show, he picked up a two-inning win as he came out of the bullpen in the middle of that ball game and shut things down for Lynchburg. In Game 2, Luis Marejo stole the show with a three-run home run to tie things in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Lynchburg would then continue to scratch their way down through the last three and eventually take a 9-7 win in a messy game all around, as Lynchburg once again got a good performance out of the bullpen from Isaac Martinez. The bullpen continues to get better and better for the Hillcats, as that group came out to a bit of a rough start, but they've seemed to, as I mentioned, be able to get the ship turned in the right direction lately. Take a look at the pitching matchup here today, starting with Rafe Schlesinger, who will twirl the pill to start for Lynchburg today. He will make his third start of the season, his second here at the Bank of the James Stadium. He holds a 4.50 ERA through 10 innings pitched. He's given up 5 earned runs on 10 hits with 10 strikeouts, 5 walks in total as well. He held a 0-2 record with 4.91 ERA in a small sample size with Lynchburg last year. He pitched at the University of Miami and is 22 years of age. The lefty has looked promising so far this year and been a key piece of this Lynchburg starting rotation. On the other end, it'll be Ramy Rodriguez to start for Fayetteville with Cole Hertzler looming. He should be the piggyback for today, as Rodriguez, he has an ERA of 8 through 9 innings pitched. He has not received a decision so far this year. 7 hits, 8 earned runs, 1 home run, 8 walks on 13 strikeouts. So he's struggled with command this season, as so many other Woodpecker starters have. And we've seen everyone struggle with command here in Lynchburg this series. 40 walks between both teams so far this series certainly has been tough for either team to locate. That could continue here for Rodriguez today. He's going to look to follow up what was a pretty solid performance for him against Fredericksburg. He went 4 innings, did allow 2 earned runs, only walked 1 batter, however, and he struck out 6. That was a pretty good outing for Rodriguez, his best of the 2025 season to date, as he will look to pick up the Woodpeckers' first win of our 6-game set here this week. When we come back, you will hear my interview with Sean Heppner that took place just about an hour or two ago, as I caught up with him on the transition to the bullpen, what that was like, and what has been going right for Lynchburg as they are on a 6-game win streak. That's coming up next on the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show, brought to you by Homestead Creamery.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects, every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Welcome back to Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Connor Young here with Sean Heppner. Sean, you guys have been playing really good baseball as of late. What's been breaking the Hillcats' way to get you guys on the six-game win streak?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of... what's the word I'm looking for? Chemistry. A lot of good team chemistry. So, a lot, like, we're all pulling for each other every time someone else goes in the game. So, it's a lot of fun to see your teammates succeed and then build off of that when it's your turn.
Absolutely. It was your turn on Tuesday. You had one of your better outings so far this year. I believe you got the win as well. What went right for you in that start, and what are you looking to build off going forward?
Yeah, just attacking hitters, really. And the thing that the coaches here are emphasizing and our organization emphasizes is count control. And so, like, when counts in your favor, it's a lot easier to pitch to hitters regardless of really how good they are. And so just, like, really focusing on that and making sure I take care of the 1-1 counts and first pitch strikes, and that helps me do better on the mound.
Yeah, absolutely. It sure does. There's a decent amount of Canadian representation on the team here. What's it like coming into a locker room with some guys from the same area as you?
It's really cool. The Canadian baseball network, I guess you could say, is pretty close. Everybody kind of knows who each other is. So it's cool coming in and being with Zibin and being with Matt and Wilkinson in spring training, and then even like on the big league level, Cade, he's from like an hour and a half from where we live. So it's really cool just seeing guys from our area succeeding at the pro level, and it definitely gives hope to kids back home, seeing like, oh yeah, Canadians can do it too, kind of thing, you know.
Absolutely. It seems like the Canadian baseball scene, as you said, is just growing every day. Have you had any interaction with Cade, whether that was once you came to the Guardians organization or even before that?
Not before, but we actually have like a mutual friend. So I kind of, I knew that my friend was friends with him. And then this spring training, I finally introduced myself to him and said what's up. And yeah.
That's awesome. Collegiately, were you mainly used as a starter or out of the bullpen?
I was a starter in college, yeah.
Okay, so how's that transition been from the rotation to the bullpen for you?
It's been tough, but it's definitely been a lot of good learning experiences. The routine is probably the biggest difference between being a starter and being a reliever. As a reliever, you could really pitch any day, and so you kind of got to be prepared every day. And then also just the mindset of going in with your best stuff, and you don't have time to like work up or So it's been fun. I really enjoyed being a reliever as well. It's been fun learning the new position.
Definitely. Have you found it a little bit tougher to get in a rhythm, like you said, with kind of more consistent reps, I guess, but also for smaller time spans when you're in the game? Has that been a bit of a challenge?
It was initially, but the more reps you get at it, the more you kind of can dial in your quick routine pre-game or pre-bullpen before you get into the game, to where you get your mind right and you get, you know, all your pitches dialed quickly. So then you can bring it once you get out there.
Has it affected the way you pitch at all, as far as maybe, you know, when you're starting a game, you save a little bit of that fastball life for later in the game, where when you know you only have two innings, you can kind of go full throttle from the beginning? Is that something you've approached or not really?
I think it's more so the fact of when you're from the bullpen, you want to come out with your two best pitches, whereas your three best pitches. And whereas as a starter, it's like you can save your curveball till later. It's like well, I don't have later as a reliever, so it's like I'm going to go in with my two best options and do what I can do.
Awesome. Well, the transition's gone smoothly from what I can tell so far. Appreciate your time here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and you guys here at home as well. Join us for the back half coming up next.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit homesteadcreameryinc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Good to hear from Sean Heppner just moments ago here on the pregame show brought to you by Homestead Creamery. Let's go ahead and take a look at our keys to the game for both these clubs, starting with Lynchburg. Clean it up on the diamond. They lead the league in errors after two back-to-back four-error games. Overall, Lynchburg hasn't looked too troublesome on the diamond, but lately it hasn't looked as clean as the Hillcats would hope for. It hasn't bit them yet by way of breaking their win streak, but still, you would like to see them be able to handle the pearl a little bit better on the diamond going forward, help their pitchers out a little bit, and play some better defense behind them. For Fayetteville, finish strong. All season long, the Woodpeckers have had a tough time holding leads late in games. The club has a 7-4 record when leading after seven innings, and if every game in their series against Fredericksburg 1 week ago consisted of a seven-inning game, Fayetteville would have gone 5-1. However, they finished far worse than that as they continued to drop games late in the last three innings, and even here against Lynchburg in this series, both games have been close, and the Hillcats have just been able to pull out the win at the end. For Fayetteville, you have to look to put up more of a fight through the middle innings, and especially innings 7 through 9. Lynchburg has kind of coasted at that point this season, or in this series, I should say. Fayetteville's got to look to finish a little bit stronger here tonight. Take a look at our hot hitters as we move from the keys to the game. For Lynchburg, Garrett Howe. He's actually had quite the series here in Lynchburg since they returned back to the Hill City. It's kind of flown under the radar. There's been a lot of Hillcat hitters who are turning it around at this point. But so far, Garrett Howe, over his last three games, is batting 6-for-15 with a double, 3 RBI, 3 walks, and then 6 stolen bases. Good for an average of .400 and on-base percentage of .500. He's getting on half the time over his last three contests, as his hitting streak has improved to 4 straight games. He'll look to make it 5 here tonight as he will be in the lineup and bat 5th from the shortstop position. On the other end, for Fayetteville, Lucas Spence, he went 2-for-3 with 2 walks last night. He has been moved up to the leadoff spot for Fayetteville, which feels like where he should be regularly situated. He has one of the higher on-base percentages on the team and has done a good job setting the table for Fayetteville this week, getting base on base often. And this Fayetteville lineup really gets a lot of their production from the middle of the order where they have a lot of big boppers. Well, helps a lot more when those aren't solo shots or just doubles to start the inning. Lucas Spence can get on out in front of those guys, get aboard, and have them drive him home. You'd have to think that's a good recipe for the Woodpeckers here today. Let's take a look at the Carolina League schedule for this Thursday, as Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach, they'll play two as they're in the middle of the fourth in game one. 6-1 lead for Kannapolis. Charleston and Fredericksburg, top of the first, just getting going. Salem and Hickory will also get going at 7, along with Augusta and Delmarva, Carolina, and Columbia. Jason Pearl will be the man to greet you when we come back here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, as he'll get us set for first pitch. Lynchburg leads the series 2-0. They look to secure the split in just the third game of the week. Jason Pearl coming up next on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Number One is proud to sponsor each Hillcat strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger campaign. For each Hillcat's home strikeout, Number One will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Number One Federal Credit Union is your home for checking and savings. Open an account with Member One today by visiting MemberOneFCA.com or by visiting one of the three Lynchburg area branches. That's MemberOneFCA.com, insured by NCUA.
The road from Lynchburg to Cleveland is simple. A short drive west, followed by a straight shot north up I-77, delivers right to Progressive Field. But the roads themselves serve as a metaphor for the road traveled by every ballplayer. Though the trip appears straightforward, it is filled with twists and turns and hills and valleys.
Pops it up, makes the grab in foul ground, and that's all she wrote.
The roads are rough. They are uneven, marred by the wear and tear of the year. They may be slick, unkept, old, or damaged. They may cause you to stop, turn around, or contemplate your decisions.
The throw coming in! It is! Oh, in time!
They demand a cost, one in which every person or player must pay. You pass signs for Lake County, Akron, and Columbus. But the journey makes the destination that much sweeter.
And they have climbed all the way back! The Cardiac Cats strike again!
Regardless of the route it takes to get there, the road to Cleveland starts in Lynchburg.
That's jolted toward right field. Velasquez tosses his bat, and the ball tossed over the wall.
Line drive
right at the shortstop. They can double him up, and they do! They're coming home with it! Not in time! Wreck-It Ralphie!
The road to the show begins now.
First pitch, rope, right field, goodbye!
The pitch is in the zone for a called strike.
Another good throw. Did he get him? The hat trick for Logan Clark. Around third, the winning run. He will score! Churio, his Hillcat moment.
Live from Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium for a beautiful night of baseball in the Hill City. Jason Prill alongside Connor Young this evening as the lefty, Rafe Schlesinger, will toe the rubber for Lynchburg. He's making his third start of the campaign in three appearances, though. He's gone 10 innings, a 4.50 ERA, 10 strikeouts to five walks. Fastball, slider, kick change. The lefty out of the University of Miami will try to be the next in line for the Hillcats as they're riding a six-game winning streak. And Lynchburg, they've been dominating Fayetteville this season. They're 4-1 against the Woodpeckers. They've been sharp since the beginning. So Schlesinger will hope to carry that mark just a little bit longer. The starting rotation has been solid as well. They've dipped their ERA to 4.19 in 58 innings. 62 strikeouts to 30 walks, which is a pretty good rhythm, especially considering how yesterday was playing out. Schlesinger comes set at the belt, and tonight's first pitch is fired in there for a called strike at exactly 6:30.
Weather 75 degrees and cloudy up above. The 0-1 found the zone again, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-2. Schlesinger working somewhat quickly here. We'll see if he goes with a breaking ball. He did not. He returned with the fastball and missed the spot. 1-2.
You mentioned the trend we've seen so far this week, Jason. 40 walks in just two games between the two teams.
It has not been great command from any of these pitchers, but Rafe hoping he can settle things down. The 2-2, he's working outside a lot. Every pitch has been toward that outer edge, and the count goes full after three straight balls.
That's what we saw from him in his last start here as well. Like to go away from hitters. Got roughed up a little bit in that start, but still looked pretty solid.
That's chopped the other way for a base hit down the left field line. Rounding first, heading for second is Spence. Espinola comes up firing the throw on line, but not in time. And a leadoff double for Lucas Spence. Connor, take us through the Hillcats defense for tonight.
Going to be Espinola and left, Hawk in center, moving over from the corner to center field today. Cesarini back in right. Mahari's at third. Howe at short. Mercedes at second, as Francisco will DH. Morejo will still man his post over at first, with Lopez giving the day off to Thompson behind the plate.
Thompson needing a day off, working the last two games as the catcher, as Cesar Hernandez flies it out of play for strike one. In Schlesinger's first appearance of the season, he did take on Fayetteville. He went three innings, two hits, no runs, four strikeouts. And just under 50 pitches for the lefty. The 0-1 slides a little wide, one ball, one strike. Runner on second, nobody out, top of the first inning. Schlesinger fires it in there for strike two.
One thing we heard from Sean Heppner today in the interview from the pregame show was this overall message from the Cleveland organization to try to get ahead in counts. That was a big emphasis this offseason working into the 2025 season for all pitchers.
The 1-2 flared over towards short, grabbed by Howe to second. He takes it himself, an unassisted double play. Well, that'll empty the bases. A heads-up play by Garrett Howe. Spence, I don't know what he was thinking. He broke for third on a line drive that the shortstop was right behind him on. It wasn't even sharply hit.
No, it really wasn't. For Howe, you know, that's one of the easier double plays you're going to turn. Catch it chest high, and then it's just a race to the bag.
Powell swings through it for strike one. Powell, his average has dipped to 270, one home run, six RBIs. Two down. No score, top of the first inning. As that's golfed into left center field, that'll get down for extra bases. Powell will round first, heading to second. Espinola once again firing it in. But another stand-up double. Second double of the inning. And now that base running mishap by Spence proves costly. He'll be up 1-0. Instead, it's still scoreless.
Pretty thankful for that double play if you're Schlesinger here. Like you said, already two extra base hits in the first inning.
He's given up some hard contact, but the first one really wasn't scolding hot. It came off at 99 miles an hour. It was in the dirt.
Yep.
It was a roller.
That second double you knew was extra bases right off the bat.
Here's Oliver Carrillo, who straightens his legs for ball one. Runner on second. Two away. Top of the first inning of a scoreless ball game. Rafe checks second and pumps it in there. 1-1.
Good pitch. That had late movement working back to the first base side. Had Carrillo almost ducking out of the box a little bit. Ended up right down Main Street.
His fastball almost has some two-seam movement.
Yeah.
As it runs back over the plate. Did it again there, and Carrillo got a piece of it for strike two.
He works fastball, slider, and then a kick change.
The 1-2 offering to Carrillo will first be a step off. Runner on second, two down. Rafe checks second. And the pitch just a little bit high. Two balls, two strikes. Powell doing his best to throw Rafe off his game. Dancing off the bag. I wonder if Mercedes at second will play a little bit closer. The 2-2. Oh, a beauty of a fastball right on the inner edge. And Carrillo, he backed off that late movement. Had him guessing. We head to the bottom half of the first inning. Still scoreless in Lynchburg. All along the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Sheetz is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Sheetz has 8 locations in the Lynchburg area providing gas, food, and more. On your way home from the ballpark, stop by any of their 24-hour locations for your favorite snacks and made-to-order food. This summer, say, why the Sheetz not? And stop by your local Sheetz today.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning, still scoreless in Lynchburg, Virginia, as the Hillcats and the Woodpeckers will go for game number 3. Lynchburg looking for the secure of the split in this series. As on the bump for the Woodpeckers will be Raimi Rodriguez. Rodriguez making his 4th appearance, and this season has not necessarily been pretty to him, Connor.
No, it hasn't. He is coming off his best outing against Fredericksburg. He went 4 innings, gave up 2 earned runs, only 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. He has not got out of the game without an earned run so far this year. He has an ERA of 8 with no decisions either way to this point in the season. He did pitch with Fayetteville last year, and again, wasn't too pretty. He went for a record of 3-7 with an ERA over 6 in 82 innings.
The right-hander into his motion and fires a strike to Tommy Hawk, 0-1. Rodriguez, he did pitch against Lynchburg in the opening series as Hawk fights it off foul for strike 2. And Lynchburg touched him up. He went an inning and 2/3, 2 hits, 3 earned runs, 4 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Command has been an issue for the 6-1 right-hander. The 0-2, a little dribbler, going to be a tough play to get Hawk. Rodriguez will hop on it, he'll fire it, but not even close. How many infield singles are we going to see in this series?
Tommy Hawk increases that hit streak up another game. And that's how he's been getting it done.
The beauty, 40 mile an hour on the exit velo, a hit distance of 2 feet, and he beats it out for a single.
Hey, those numbers aren't on the box score. That looked just like a line drive single.
Ryan Cesarini will step in. Moving up to the 2-hole today. As that pops in and out of the glove, Hawk takes off late. The throw down not going to be in time. You're not getting Tommy Hawk when you can't secure the baseball. It's a good jump from Hawk as he's now in scoring position. Cesarini, head of the count, 1-0. He's batting .196, no home runs, 9 RBIs. We saw him playing soccer before the game. He's a former high school soccer star in the state of Pennsylvania. Everyone else from the U.S. was playing football, but he had the soccer ball out and was juggling it around a little bit as that misses wide at 80 miles an hour for ball 2. Cesarini. They're hoping maybe today they can move him up in the lineup and he can start picking up some hits, as they've been hard to come by to this point in the campaign. Hawk at second, nobody out, bottom one. And that's right at the second baseman. Another chance to double him up. This time Hawk able to get back. Almost a second half inning in a row where a double play at second base.
Tough break there for Cesarini. He hit that one on the screws. And he's been hitting it really well with minor league scoring position this season. We'll bring up Luis Marejo, who's currently second in the league in home runs and first in the league in walks. How about that?
Don't see that very often. It's why his OPS is so high at 883. So that misses downstairs for ball one. He had a home run last night, his third of the season. It was huge. Came in the sixth inning. Lynchburg was down by three, and that was to tie things up. Rodriguez pauses at the belt. A check of second to 1-0. Down and away, 2-0. Connor, take us through the defense while we have a moment.
Butcher in left, Spence in center, Valencia in right, Luciano at the hot corner, Powell at short, Perez at second, our first look at him. Carrillo will play first base with Gauro catching.
Righty on righty matchup, the 2-0 from Rodriguez. Up and in, Marejo leaned out of the way for ball three. And a lot of the times when Marejo steps in, the pitches have been all over the place.
Yeah.
It's not that he's missing or taking pitches that are close. He's swinging at those. But it seems like guys just lose their command when he steps on. Like right there, backing him out of the box, a four-pitch walk. There's two aboard with only one away. Connor, how about the rest of the lineup for Lynchburg?
We've seen Hawk, Cesarini, and Marejo at the top of the order. Mercedes will bat fourth, Howe fifth, Espinola sixth, Lopez seventh, Mahares eighth, and Mendez will round out the order batting ninth and doing the DHing. Back to your point, Jason, about Marejo. I think a big reason is he's one of maybe a couple guys that can really hit for some power. So pitchers, they just don't want to give him anything over the plate. They're going to dance around the corners to him, and they'll live with a walk.
As that's lined into right field, dropping hard in front of Valencia, and it gets away from him as he boots it. Hawk got a late jump, and the throw comes straight home, so he'll have to hold it third. And the bases are loaded for Garrett Howell. Marejo almost lapped Hawk, which in a normal sentence, you'd look at me and say, huh? But Hawk had to hold up, thinking that that might hang up long enough for Valencia. And Marejo had a better read of it and had to slam on the brakes before he tackled Tommy Hawk, which I think would have probably hurt him a little bit with just how bulky Marejo is. But bases are loaded, one down for Garrett Howe, who's increased his average to 245. He's got eight ribbies, looking for a few more here in the first inning. Rodriguez kicks and delivers as that misses low for ball one.
Even with the bases loaded here, Garrett Howe's not going to expand the zone.
He's been patient at the dish. An OPS of 689, right around that 700 mark, which is where you want it to be. The 1-0. He got a piece of a slider hung up there, but it kept running in and in. 1-1.
Howe's been swinging it better as of late. He's on a four-game hit streak, and over those four games, he's been hitting at an average of 400, and he's gotten on base in half his plate appearances.
He's hitting 333 in this current homestand, and he hit 235 out in Salem, the 1-1. Ground ball up the middle. This could be two. Oh, but it's dropped by the shortstop to first. They'll get Howe. Powell took his eye off of it a little bit too quickly. So they'll get the force at first. Lynchburg takes the lead on the fielder's choice.
Fayetteville, right near the basement when it comes to fielding percentage, along with Lynchburg. And we see it impact them early. That is a critical misplay by Powell that gives the Hillcats an early lead.
Christopher Espinola takes out wide for ball one.
Espinola, he's still looking to get his bat going. He's batting 154, no home runs, three RBIs.
For Tommy Ock, that's now a league-leading 20 runs scored. Four better than the second-place Gonzalez for the Fireflies.
That missed downstairs, 2-0. He has just been a menace when he gets aboard. We've talked about it time and time again. If you walk him or he gets a single, it's almost like giving up a double.
Yep.
Because he's getting to second base. And then if you make an errant throw like we've seen Fayetteville do, he can get to third. The 2-0. Ground ball over towards second. This could end it. Scooped cleanly by Perez. And the flip will end the frame. Lynchburg gets a run on the board on the fielder's choice. A lucky break for the Hillcats. They lead it 1-0 as we head to the second on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
An interesting first inning, two doubles and no runs scored for Fayetteville as Rafe Schlesinger remains out on the bump. Something you'll see from Rafe at the start of every single inning as he will take his toe and draw the initials PD in the dirt. Why does he do that? Well, he was cut from a team growing up, and he has let that motivate him. He's carried that with him to this day. He continues to draw the PD in the dirt behind the mound at every turn of the inning.
Yeah, I love it. And it also shows, you know, as a kid, how much that stuff matters. It's stuck with him all the way to the pros.
As the first pitch misses down low for ball one, and we talk about how everybody wants to feel good in sports growing up, but sometimes you need to have that negative taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
In there for a strike, 1-1. If Michael Jordan didn't get cut from his high school basketball team,
right,
is he Michael Jordan?
And Schlesinger, in one of our interviews earlier this year, even said, you know, I wish something like that, or I hope something like that happens to my kids someday.
It's important. For some kids, it makes you work a lot harder. Now, well, we can go back to the Michael Jordan thing and argue that, well, he wasn't really cut. He was just put on JV as it's chopped over to Mercedes at second. There's one down. Butcher retired. But still, those types of instances can serve as motivators.
Definitely.
And I think you see that with Schlesinger. It's a motivation. It hurt for a little while. It stung, but he used it to get better.
I think it still stings a little bit for him.
Luciano will pop it up on the first pitch. On the first base side of the infield, Mercedes will recontort his body and make the grab, two away.
Not in a way where it's something he's always thinking about and still upset over. Obviously, he's proved himself more than enough, but, you know, he's used that as a motivator. He's kept that in the back of his mind to push him to that next level, and I like that. I think that's a good thing to have in your back pocket.
Esmiel Valencia digs in. He's batting 214 with five RBIs. He watches it in there for a call and strike. Another player who has done that, and it's fitting that tonight's the NFL draft, but Jeremiah Smith, the wide receiver from Ohio State.
Yep.
He was cut at 4 years old.
Wow.
As that's grounded foul. I didn't even know you could cut players at 4 years old. But he was cut from a travel or citywide football league, and from that point on, his father coached him up and worked with him daily to turn him into the beast of a receiver we see today at Ohio State. So that misses upstairs, one ball, two strikes. Now, 4 years old, bit extreme to start doing cuts, but still, it motivated. The two-strike offering lined over to Marejo, who will jog over and snag it. As the inning comes to a close, a 1-2-3 frame. We didn't see very many of those yesterday.
Oh, no.
We headed the bottom half of the second, still 1-0 in favor of Lynchburg all across the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Thompson Brooks Insurance is a proud insurance partner of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Located in Forest, Virginia, and serving all of Central Virginia, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help with your insurance needs. From health and life insurance to Medicare Advantage and supplement plans and retirement and group benefits, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help. To learn more, visit thompsonbrooksinsurance.com. Thompson Brooks Insurance, planning today for tomorrow.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg on top, 1-0, as we head to the bottom half of the second inning. Each team with two hits, as Lopez, Mejarez, and Mendez will be the three in store for Lynchburg. Lynchburg has been scoring runs without piecing together hits.
Yeah.
And specifically, it's through the walks.
Yeah.
Yesterday, a season-high 14 walks drawn by Lynchburg, which was a great performance by them. Bad performance by opposing pitching. But that's been their MO all season long, is to be patient at the plate and wait for their pitch. But we're talking with some of the coaches, they want them to be a little bit more aggressive at the dish, as that misses down and away for ball one. They're one of the lowest in minor league baseball at swinging at pitches inside the zone. So almost a little bit too patient so far. In there for a strike to Lopez, one ball, one strike.
Now, I wonder if that stat is the zone meaning called strikes, or the zone as in pitches that should be called a strike.
I'd have to imagine it's probably pitches that should be
right.
called a strike, considering what we've seen so far in the few series. But it still worked out for them. The 1-1, out wide, two balls and a strike.
Because my thought on that is, you know, if they've learned the zone of an umpire and know, okay, I'm not going to swing at that pitch, sure, that might be a strike most of the time, but this week it's not. Can you really fault them for that?
No. There's a skill set of learning an umpire's zone. It's Lopez learning the zone here and going up three balls, one strike on Rodriguez to lead off the bottom half of the second inning. Being able to adjust early to what an umpire's doing will pay dividends, and we haven't seen Lynchburg strike out looking all that much either.
No.
The 3-1 chopped sharply to second. Perez with a sidearm flip to first, and there's one away in the frame. As Yaikel Mejarez will step in. Mejarez batting 190 on the young campaign. Nobody aboard, one away. Bottom half of the second inning, 1-0, Lynchburg in front. Rodriguez from Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. It's his fourth season of minor league baseball, as Mejarez fouls it away for strike one. He was the youngest pitcher and only teenage pitcher on the Fayetteville opening day roster. So a lot of room for growth for him. Not just in his game, but also in his age. That's in there for a strike, 0-2. He's got plenty of time to still learn how to pitch. And some of these early season numbers may be a bit misleading because he is so young. Not everyone's going to adjust to minor league baseball or affiliated ball, as that slider wraps around the zone for a called strike three, two down for Alberto Mendez. not everybody's going to adjust as well as Luis Marejo did.
Sure.
When he came up at 17 years old. It takes guys a little bit of time. And Rodriguez, he's only 19. You don't see pitchers that young rarely ever in the Carolina League. As that swung through by Mendez. And even on Lynchburg, the pitchers really aren't that young. A lot of college guys.
Yeah, especially in the bullpen.
As the 0-1 swung through for strike two. Braylon Doty, he's a 19-year-old kid, but he was drafted straight out of high school. And everyone else is 20 years old or older. So pretty rare for Rodriguez to only be 19. A two-strike offering is up high for ball one. 1-2 on Mendez. 1-0 lead for Lynchburg in the bottom of the second inning. Two away. A lot of times it takes guys till they're 21, 22 to make it all the way through. As Mendez strikes out swinging. And we head to the third. Lynchburg leads at 1-0 on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Rafe Schlesinger remains on the bump for another inning of work. He's looked sharp through two innings. He got a little touched up in the first frame. But the second, a 1-2-3 inning as Fayetteville. They've been making contact, but just not able to find any gaps. And timely hitting has not been friendly to the Woodpeckers. They had the sixth best average in the Carolina League with the seventh most runs scored at 82. They also have the third most home runs with 12. Whereas Lynchburg, they only have five as the first pitch fastball finds the zone for strike one. But Lynchburg, they have 108 runs scored, good enough for third in the Carolina League. The 0-1 in there again, strike two. Whereas Lynchburg's been able to find the timely hit in the key moment using small ball. It's the two-strike pitch, a little wide, one ball, two strikes. Fayetteville has displayed more power. They just have not been able to time it correctly as Calrow chases it in the dirt for out number one. Second strikeout for Schlesinger. In steps Raylan Perez. It's Perez, our first look at him this series. He's been off to a pretty slow start this season. He's only batting .083. The first pitch in there for a called strike. Perez made his Woodpecker debut against Lynchburg back on the 6th of April. Has that fastball a little bit in tight, 1-1. He's another guy that was with the Detroit Tigers organization for a while. 1-1, little grounder, softly hit toward third. And a flip on to first by Mijares. And Perez
able to beat it out. So seeing some speed from Perez. He's one of three Woodpeckers to have spent time in the Tigers organization. As Lucas Spence, he doubled his first trip to the plate, will step in. Schlesinger goes in tight this time and gets the call for strike one. In his first at-bat, Schlesinger worked him heavy on the outside corner. And with two strikes, Spence just took it the other way, right up the line. Perez back with a dive on a throw over. Spence was able to adjust, and with the third baseman Mijares playing over on a quasi shift, it just got right through the infield. Perez takes off the throw down by Lopez. A good one, the tag, and they got him. A beautiful throw by Robert Lopez, the fourth runner. He's retired on the base paths this season. Clears the bases, now two down for Lucas Spence, who's already down in the count, 0-2.
Hillcats have struggled to throw out runners this season. Good for Robert Lopez. Four already in limited playing time, too.
The 0-2, chopped, charged by Howell. Sidearm flip, and the inning is over. Back-to-back quick innings for Rafe Schlesinger as Fayetteville remains scoreless. We head to the bottom half of the third inning. Lynchburg leading it 1-0 on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
2 weeks of baseball in the Hill City kick off as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers come to town April 22nd through the 27th against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Bring your dog to the ballpark on Friday for canine and wine night as we give away tennis balls. Then on Saturday, youth leagues from across Central Virginia arrive to the ballpark for a fireworks show. And then we wrap things up on Sunday with a kids club day and a youth hat giveaway. Tickets are available at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
One nothing Lynchburg in front as we head to the top half of the third inning. Want to give a shout out to my mother tonight. It's her birthday today, celebrating her 64th. Don't know if she's tuning in at all, but back home in Ohio.
Say, any chance she's tuning in tonight?
There's a chance. They just found out about a week or two ago they could watch these games. They bought the Cleveland Guardians TV package. They didn't realize it came with the minor league package. As Tommy Hawk will take downstairs for ball one. So, Mom, if you're listening, happy birthday. I'm sure I'll get a text if she is. If anyone else has a birthday shout-out, Jay Prill at lynchburg-hillcats.com. The 1-0. Misses wide to Tommy Hawk. Two balls, no strikes. Did I ever tell you about the birthday shout-out I had to give a couple years ago?
I don't think so.
Fredericksburg. I don't even know who the player was or anything. The 2-0. Down and in for ball three. I get a text from a phone number I do not recognize.
Okay.
And it's one of those text chains where it's like one line, and it's a new message.
Yeah, yeah.
So my phone's now blowing up. Right. As that's called a strike on Tommy Hawk, 92 on the edge, 3-1. And I respond, I'm like, hey, who's this?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, just 20 messages come in.
Oh, wow.
The 3-1 fouled away. And it's a dad of one of the players on Fredericksburg, saying, can you wish my son a happy birthday on the broadcast? And I'm thinking, this kid's sitting in the bullpen. The 3-2, a beauty of a breaking ball.
And Hawk is retired looking. One down for Cesarini. I'm like, how in the world, first of all, did you get my phone number?
I was going to say, your phone number is not exactly readily available.
No, So the only place I think they could have found it was... you know what? I'm not even going to give it away because next thing you know, I'm going to have multiple people texting me for birthday shout-outs.
Yeah.
That missed down and away for ball one. But there is one place that you can find it, and I have yet to take it down because it would be dumb of me to take it down. The 1-0 from Rodriguez fired in there for a called strike 1-1. But either way, I wished his son a happy birthday. No telling if he ever heard it. Or ever will hear it.
Did he give you a thank you text after, at least?
He did.
There you go.
As that skied shallow left field, foul territory, should be room for Luciano, who makes the grab on the warning track. Route number two. Which will bring up Luis Morejo with the bases empty and a 1-0 Lynchburg lead.
Morejo now with 19 walks on the season. Leads the league, as I mentioned, his first at-bat. At OPS, nearing 900 with an average of 200. Why? He's got pop, and he gets on via the walk.
It's an interesting combo, as that's chopped sharply toward third, but Luciano will flip it on to first. And Morejo ends the inning 1-2-3. Lynchburg still leads it by one. Connor Young will have you for the middle innings as we step aside on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just 3 easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
It's time to pause for a check of our Carolina League scoreboard. Now, back to the stadium.
1-0 Lynchburg here in the Hill City. Let's take a look around the rest of the Carolina League. Top 7, which is the final inning of Game 1 between Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach. They'll play 2 from Pelican Ballpark today. 6-1 lead for Kannapolis, all but in hand for the Ballers in Game 1. Charleston, they put a hurting on Alexander Meckley of the Fredericksburg Nationals. He was their starter, and Charleston, through just one inning, already leads it 6-0 as they were able to pile up 6 runs in the first inning. Salem and Hickory, no score yet. They're just getting going. Same with Augusta and Delmarva. And Columbia just can't get away from the weather at Segra Park. They are in a delayed start due to inclement weather. We'll see if they end up playing here today. They already have had to postpone one game. The first pitch to Hernandez is a high chopper to second, charging in his Mercedes. Quick flip, one down. I'm telling you, Jason, I don't think I got on the call, at least the play-by-play part of things, yesterday, with the sun still up. And now, we are cruising through 3 1/3.
And that's exactly what Lynchburg needs for Schlesinger. He's not even at 40 pitches yet. He could go another inning or two, depending on how this game plays out, especially after the way the bullpen has had to be used in the first couple games.
Caden Powell doubled in his first time up. He sees the first pitch outside for ball one. The 1-0 from Schlesinger is taken again outside. 2-0 now. Powell, 2 for 11 on the series, as he will see. Good slider on the inside half, 2-1. Schlesinger kicks and fires the 2-1 pitch and blows it past Powell, 2-2. One down, Lynchburg leads it 1-0. They scored on a fielder's choice RBI from Garrett Howe that scored, of course, Tommy Hawk.
Who else?
The 2-2. Got him swinging. Strikeout number 3 for Rafe Schlesinger, who is in cruise control at the moment.
He's worked cleanly through the last few innings. He did give up the base hit in the third, but overall, he was able to retire that runner with a good throw down by Robert Lopez. He hasn't had very many high-stress pitches yet to this point in the ballgame.
Even when he's run into trouble, the defense has come up big behind him. First pitch strike to Carrillo. Whether it was the unassisted double play on a line-out for Garrett Howe or his battery mate Lopez throwing out a base runner. Carrillo early down in the count as he swings through a good slider on the outside half. Carrillo today is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. He went 2-for-5 with a home run and 4 RBIs last night. The 0-2, sky high center field. Tommy Hawk has it measured into the shadows. He will make the head high grab. 1-2-3 for the third straight frame. Rafe Schlesinger is absolutely cruising here in Lynchburg. The Hillcats lead at 1-0 in the middle of the fourth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Jeffrey Mercedes will lead off the bottom of the fourth for Lynchburg. He singled in his last at-bat, coming off a pretty solid season in the Arizona Complex League in 2024. He had an average of 282 out in Arizona. Hit for some power as well, slugging over 400. First pitch to Mercedes is outside, ball one. Rodriguez has now thrown 40 pitches. His line at the moment, 3 innings pitched, 3 strikeouts, 1 earned run. His 1-0 offering is cut on and miss. Good breaking pitch for Rodriguez gets Mercedes to swing over. Raimi Rodriguez, the most innings he's thrown is 4. As Mercedes pops up the 1-1 pitch, just on the cut of the grass behind second base. Easily handled by Perez for the first out of the inning. Much like Schlesinger, he has really settled in as of late. He has now retired 8 straight batters after a bit of a rocky first inning.
And this is the guy that the Hillcats really needed to do work off of because Cole Hertzler will be coming out of the pen for Fayetteville, and he's been outstanding to this point in the campaign.
Still a lot of life in Rodriguez. As the first pitch to Garrett Howe is rolled over to the first baseman Carrillo, he'll underhand flip back to Rodriguez easily and early, 2 down here in the bottom of the fourth with Lynchburg not putting up much of a fight. Rodriguez now at 44 pitches. He's been living in the high 60s this season. So he easily has another inning in him.
You'd have to imagine at some point they will cap him just to get the tandem starter in the ballgame.
First pitch misses to Christopher Espinola. Espinola grounded out to second in his first plate appearance. The 1-0 way late as he's behind 93-mile-an-hour heater. It's our first look at Espinola here in this homestand. We did see him pretty routinely against Kannapolis. The 1-1. Swung on and missed. This time, a breaking pitch. Espinola can't handle. Espinola. That's 148 on this season as he watches a fastball low. The 2-2 from Rodriguez on its way. Espinola, the lefty, will half swing and is quickly ruled a full swing by Nicholas Saxton. 1-2-3 inning for the third straight frame on Fayetteville's end as Lynchburg still holds on to their slim one-run lead as we head to the fifth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit homesteadcreameryinc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Starting pitching has been solid for Lynchburg this series and really all season long as their team ERA as a starting staff continues to fall. Right now, it's just over 4 as a team. The bullpen has struggled a bit more as their ERA is currently at 5.36, although even that number has been consistently dropping lately as Lynchburg as a staff continues to live up to their preseason hopes. The first pitch to Brutcher misses inside ball one. Brutcher grounded out in the top of the second. A lot of soft contact on the infield for both teams. Schlesinger just misses low, you'd have to imagine. Make the count 2-0 on Brutcher. He went 0-4 with the strikeout in his first game played of the series yesterday. 2-1 as Schlesinger fires a fastball right down Main Street. The 2-1 is swung on, tapped off the glove of Schlesinger, and that's going to slow that ball down on its way to the second baseman, Mercedes, and his throw to Marejo is not in time. If Schlesinger doesn't get a piece of that baseball, you'd have to think that's an out. Instead, it's an infield single. So leadoff base runner for Fayetteville. It's their first leadoff man aboard since the first inning, where Lucas Spence started the game with a bang. First pitch to Luciano in there. Luciano got the day off yesterday. He'll have a hack at a fastball on the outside half, foul it off out of play. Last series against Fredericksburg, Luciano went 4-for-23. Didn't have the best time out at the dish. In his last game on Tuesday, he went 0-for-4 with a strikeout. But for Fayetteville, they get a runner on to start the inning. The 0-2 is grounded up the third baseline. Fair. Going to be a tough play for Mahariz. He throws across in time to get Luciano. But moving to second and in scoring position is Brutcher on the fielder's choice, really acting as a swinging bunt for Luciano.
Well, we're seeing some Hillcats style of baseball from the Woodpeckers in the fifth inning, but how about that play from Mijares? Earlier this season, he kind of struggled at third base at times and had a couple errors
in various different games, but that one he approached confidently, he charged quickly, and got rid of it on the money.
The pitch into Lopez misses way outside off the heel of the catcher's glove as Britcher will advance on what I would call a pass ball. Sure, the pitch was nowhere near its intended target, but Lopez would like to squeeze that one in. 1-0 here to Valencia, who bats 209 on the season with a runner just 90 feet away. The infield pulls into the lip of the grass as Valencia has a healthy hack at a fastball out of the zone. He waves, 1-1 the count. 1-0 Lynchburg, one down, runner on third and Britcher. Anything hit to the outfield, you would have to imagine they'd try him on. Good pitch from Schlesinger, and he just doesn't get the call.
That looked like it was right on the corner from Rafe, and you want those calls from the umpire, but in this situation, if you're not going to get them, you got to figure something else out.
To me, that's a perfect pitch. A 2-1 is a little more centrally located and fouled off the screen. It'll even the count at 2.
That is one of those games where you, or one of those pitches where you wish you had ABS at this level.
The 2-2 with Britcher still 90 feet away. He represents the tying run. The pitch is grounded foul. Good slider. Had Valencia tied up in knots. Valencia lined out to Marejo to end the inning in the second. He went 0-for-2 with 2 walks and 2 strikeouts before getting pinch hit for on Tuesday. Schlesinger looking to work out of a jam. He's been in these situations already today, and he's been able to remain spotless. Pitch clock will reset as he steps off. He toes the rubber once again. First base side, Valencia back in the box. The 2-2 on its way. Valencia will foul it once again off the screen as he will not go down without a fight.
It's maybe the last batter from Schlesinger. He's approaching 60 pitches, and that's kind of where he's been capped to this point in the season. They may try to get him through the inning, but there has to be an arm ready at this point.
61 is the most we've seen him. The 2-2, once again, spoiled by Valencia. Schlesinger with 3 strikeouts today. The most he's had in one outing is 4, although he hasn't had less than 3 in a single appearance. That trend continues here on this Thursday. Again, a beautiful day for baseball here in Lynchburg. 2-2 is spoiled for the fourth time by Valencia. It's already been Schlesinger's longest outing as he recorded the first out on a fielder's choice here in the fourth inning. The 2-2 just misses low. It'll run full. In the on-deck circle is Carlos Cauro, the catcher. Payoff pitch. Misses down. Sure was close. Just the first walk of the game for Schlesinger, as both pitchers have been able to deal with the strike zone a lot better than any of their counterparts, especially starting pitchers we've seen today, or this series, I should say. Remember, in games 1 and 2 combined between both teams, we saw 40 walks. That's Schlesinger's first, and it'll be his last batter as well.
I don't know if it will. I don't think this is a mound visit. I think this is Jordan Smith going out to the umpire, because Rafe said something to the umpire crew after that last pitch, and the umpire signaled for Jordan Smith to come out. I don't know if he was ejected or what. I think he may have been tossed.
Tough to tell, because Jordan Smith could have been taken out of the ballgame anyways, or his hand might have been forced. Regardless, it's a really solid start for Rafe Schlesinger, as the new pitcher for Lynchburg will enter the game with one down, runners on the corners, and a 1-0 Hillcat lead. We'll meet him when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades, all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit HomesteadCreameryInc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
It's time to kick back, relax, and let your stress fade away as the Lynchburg Hillcats continue their two-week homestand against the Charleston River Dogs April 29th through May 4th. Friday, we'll focus on strengthening your mental health with a giveaway of stress balls. We will party on Saturday as we celebrate Cinco de Mayo a few days early with a fireworks show before wrapping up the week with a pillowcase giveaway on Sunday. Rest up and join us by getting your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
I think you had it right, Jason, as just now Lynchburg has been able to get Connor Whitaker out of the bullpen. This whole time we were in break, there was no one on the bump. So that signals to me that they were not expecting to have to pull Schlesinger so soon. And Jordan Smith is continuing his conversation now with Nicholas Saxton. Can't confirm yet what exactly the decision was, if that was a pull from Smith or a decision from Saxton to forcibly remove Schlesinger from the game, but nonetheless, Connor Whitaker will have to clean up the mess.
And Rafe is leaving the field in tennis shoes. His cleats are off, which to me says that he was officially ejected from the ball game, which in my opinion is very soft.
Yeah.
You don't see an ejection that quickly. He had one word for the umpire, and the home plate umpire stepped off to the side of the plate, and he was going to say something back to Rafe, but before he could even do that, Nicholas Saxton, the infield umpire, tossed him.
Yeah. You know, it's tough to tell from up here how many warnings had been issued, if any. Say this. If that was the first interaction Schlesinger and Saxton had in that variety, then I 100% agree with you. That's extremely uncalled for. Now, if that was the third issuance of, okay, we hear you, okay, it's a little different. But regardless, you don't see a pitcher get ejected very often without a very noticeable inflammatory situation. And Schlesinger, yeah, you could tell he was not happy with the call, but didn't seem anything over the top.
I didn't think so. He probably had some choice words that he used, but if that's typically not what you see a pitcher get ejected for. And what may have been is he didn't cover it with his glove. A lot of times when a pitcher will say something like that, they'll cover it in his glove and try to keep it under wraps for as long as possible, but he did not do that. But now they're giving Whitaker as much time as he needs to get ready because he's coming in cold out of the pen.
Yeah.
You know, huge break for Fayetteville in that situation.
Because Schlesinger was dealing. You know, we thought he might be nearing the end of his rope. Maybe that wasn't even the case. Because with how long it took Whitaker to come out of the bullpen, the amount of warm-up pitches they allowed for him, it seemed like he was coming in pretty much cold. Whitaker, on the year, holds an 0-1 record, 7.04 ERA. He by far had his best outing against Salem on the road. We'll go through those numbers in just a moment. His first batter will be Carlos Cowro, who struck out against Rafe Schlesinger in the top of the third to lead off the inning. First pitch to him, misses outside. Runners on the corner. One down. Lynchburg leads it 1-0. Whitaker went three innings against Salem. Picked up the save. Three-inning save. You don't see that too often. Three hits and two strikeouts. No runs, no walks. By far his best outing in a Hillcat uniform. The 1-0 to the catcher. Is swung on, chopped up the middle. Could be a double play ball. Howe to second. The throw to first in time. And Garrett Howe, for the second time today, spins a unassisted double play. And this one couldn't come at a better time. Well, Connor Whitaker, he sure did his job as he preserves the 1-0 slim Lynchburg lead as we'll head to the bottom of the fifth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Number One is proud to sponsor each Hillcat strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger Campaign. For each Hillcat's home strikeout, Number One will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Number One Federal Credit Union is your home for checking and savings. Open an account with Member One today by visiting MemberOneFCA.com or by visiting one of the three Lynchburg area branches. That's MemberOneFCA.com, insured by NCUA.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Raimi Rodriguez is riding three consecutive three up, three down innings as we head into the bottom of the fifth. It'll be Lopez, Mahares, and Mendez who will all look to find their first time aboard here in this one run ball game. Lynchburg, they lead the series 2-0 and the season set 4-1 as they took two out of three against Fayetteville on opening week. And they continued their good luck against the Birds here in the Hill City. Lynchburg against the North in general have just looked really good. As when they played against teams of their own division, they are 9-2. 2-4 against the South, all those coming against Kannapolis. The first pitch to Lopez is taken outside. Whenever you're playing good ball against teams in your own division, all it does is bode extra well for you. The 1-0 to Lopez, who grounded out in his first at-bat, misses outside 2-0. Rodriguez nearing 50 pitches. We know Cole Hertzler is waiting in the wings. Here's the 2-0. Lopez grounds it to first. Carrillo, with the chest-high snag, will go to first himself. And that's now 12 straight retired by Rodriguez.
He's looking comfortable. This could be an opportunity for Fayetteville to only have to trot out two pitchers tonight, depending on how things go, because Hertzler has looked as sharp as they come.
And remember, they pitched a position player for only one pitch, but still. One night ago. Mahare's big rip at a first pitch fastball. See waves, 0-1.
That's the guy right behind the plate, Cowrow.
It's the second time Cowrow's been used in that role this season. The 0-1. Right down Broadway. Good slider. Backdoors Mahare's as Rodriguez is once again in the driver's seat. Mahare's was the first strikeout victim in his lone plate appearance. The 0-2 just misses. Rodriguez broke into his strikeout strut. He thought he had his fifth K of the game. Instead, Mahares will stick around for a little longer. Rodriguez from the windup. Hands belt tie. Lets it fly. Mahares will foul it off home plate. Do it again. Everybody clap your hands. One down. Lynchburg leads it 1-0. They score their lone run in the bottom of the first. The 1-2 crowns Mahares. 2-2.
This is one of the better at-bats we've seen from a Hillcat today. Probably one of the longest we've seen as well. A lot of at-bats for Lynchburg has been pretty quick.
The 2-2 on its way. Mahares goes down swinging. Strikeout number 5 for Rodriguez, who after a bumpy first, has had no problem dealing with Lynchburg.
That run is looming pretty large right now, as Fayetteville has had a couple chances to try and crack the scoreboard, but they've left empty, and Lynchburg clinging to life with that one-run lead.
Remember, that run was able to score off an error. First pitch swinging for Mendez, as he misses 0-1.
And it's not even an official error because he was still able to record an out. The pitcher would have been better off had he not recorded an out.
Mendez will take a strike on the outside corner, 0-2. On the series, he's 1-for-4. Against Salem, he batted 500, hit a home run, and drove in 3 runs. He was in rare form against Salem, as the 0-2 will miss low.
I've liked the look at Mendez so far. He's looked good both at the plate and in the field in his limited action.
The 1-2 misses outside. Hard not to like. As he bats .357 on the year with an OPS in the 900s. And coming into Lynchburg, he was one dotting it. The 2-2 with two down. Got him swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the fifth for Raimi Rodriguez. As Lynchburg still clings to their 1-0 advantage as we've played 5 here in the Hill City.
Sheetz is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Sheetz has 8 locations in the Lynchburg area providing gas, food, and more. On your way home from the ballpark, stop by any of their 24-hour locations for your favorite snacks and made-to-order food. This summer, say, why the Sheetz not? And stop by your local Sheetz today.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the 4 Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Five innings are in the books, which means it's time to look at our in-game recap. Now, back to the Bank of the James Stadium.
Well, we can start the recap by closing the book on Rafe Schlesinger as Connor Whitaker got out of the fifth inning in a breeze. Schlesinger goes 4 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. His ERA plummets to 3.14 after his best start of the season. As Lynchburg scored the lone run in the first, thanks to mainly Tommy Hawk, who got on with his infield single to lead off the game. Moreo would walk, Mercedes would single as well, and then Garrett Howe would drive in the lone run of the game on an RBI fielder's choice. Here's the first pitch to Perez. Swung on, driven to right field, moving over is Cesarini as he glides to center to make the catch, one down. On the other end, the story for Fayetteville has been Raimi Rodriguez, who after a bit of a grimy first inning has really settled in nicely. 5 innings strong, 2 hits, 1 earned run, just 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. So far today, we have only seen 1 walk from Fayetteville and 1 walk from Lynchburg. In the first 2 games of this series, we saw 40 between the 2 teams. First pitch to Spence misses outside 1-0.
A lot cleaner game on the bump today to this point in the ball game. Plenty of time for things to change on either side, but also clean defense.
Yeah. The 1-0 misses low. Whitaker, sinker, fastball, changeup, slider. His primary pitch is that sinker. The 2-0 pitch is taken. 3-0 to Spence, who is 1-for-2. Was the leadoff double, and then a ground out to Garrett Howe at short. Whitaker fires the 3-0. Finds the zone. Whitaker pitched to a 5-0 record with Florida State in 2024. His 3-1 is taken once again right down the middle as he will draw the count full.
He's become a cult hero in Tallahassee after his amazing run in the World Series.
The 3-2 is grounded to Marejo, who will make the flip to Whitaker in a bang-bang play just in the nick of time. Two down as Connor Whitaker looks to pick right up where his collegiate Sunshine State counterpart left off in Rafe Schlesinger. Wonder if there's a bit of animosity between those two, Florida State guy and a Miami alum.
I'll tell you what, Connor. We both had a professor at Liberty who was an alum of Florida State, and he personally hates that team in Coral Gables.
Sure, the feeling is shared by Whitaker as Mercedes makes the head-high grab to end the inning as Whitaker goes 1-2-3. Here in the top of the sixth inning, Lynchburg still leads it 1-0. My time's almost through. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Thompson Brooks Insurance is a proud insurance partner of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Located in Forest Virginia and serving all of Central Virginia, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help with your insurance needs. From health and life insurance to Medicare Advantage and supplement plans, and retirement and group benefits, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help. To learn more, visit thompsonbrooksinsurance.com. Thompson Brooks Insurance, planning today for tomorrow.
It's time to kick back, relax, and let your stress fade away as the Lynchburg Hillcats continue their two-week homestand against the Charleston River Dogs April 29th through May 4th. Friday, we'll focus on strengthening your mental health with a giveaway of stress balls. We will party on Saturday as we celebrate Cinco de Mayo a few days early with a fireworks show before wrapping up the week with a pillowcase giveaway on Sunday. Rest up and join us by getting your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Tommy Hawk will lead off the inning for Lynchburg as he's already increased his hit streak to 11 straight games. He has been the perfect leadoff hitter for Lynchburg and an underrated stat in baseball, in my opinion. His run scored, and Tommy Hawk paces the Carolina League in that metric as he sees the first pitch slider for strike one with 19. Run scored so far this season. Here's the 0-1 to Tommy Hawk in the dirt, 1-1. We talk about him a lot, but I really think Tommy Hawk has been the key piece of this offense and why they've been able to thrive this season. He'll watch a pitch outside 2-1.
He's a table setter. He gets aboard, and he gets over. That's what you're looking for out of a guy in the top of the order. And he plays a different number one in the lineup than he did last year. Last year, he was much more aggressive. This year, patient.
The 2-1 misses outside 3-1.
He would have chased that pitch last season. This year, he's laying off breaking balls that are trying to wrap around the corner. He's waiting for his pitch if he's going to swing. He just wants to get aboard.
He has 12 walks on the season. 18 hits. The 3-1 is in there. Count will run full. 19 stolen bases. He hasn't been caught one time. So he's getting on. Again, at over a 500 pace over his last 11 games. And then once he's getting on, he's getting in scoring position instantly. And he's doing that two or three times a game for Lynchburg. The 3-2 misses outside. And right on cue, Tommy Hawk gets aboard.
Some frustration from Tommy Hawk on that walk, and I think it was less to do with Bean walk and more to do with the fact that he didn't get the call before, and Cesarini can't get the donut off his bat.
Gonna need to call some backup in.
He's gonna have to sprint.
Just grab a new bat.
He's gonna get a pitch clock violation. Yep, there it is. All because he couldn't get the barrel or the donut off his bat.
Yeah.
We've seen two weird pitch clock violations in this series.
I mean, I've seen guys struggle with getting the donut off the bat before in the major leagues, and they haven't called a pitching violation or a pitch clock violation on a guy. I mean, pretty sure that happened to Jazz Chisholm this year. And there was a clip of Aaron Judge having to get it off for him. There goes Tommy. The throw down is not in time.
That was as good of a throw that we've seen with Tommy Hawk in the base paths. Calro didn't even come out of his crouch and fired a one-hopper. Powell, if he played it cleanly, may have been a different story.
Well, Ryan Cesarini is down in the count 0-2. Tommy Hawk in scoring position with a blink of an eye, as he's a perfect 20 for 20 this season. The 0-2 to Cesarini misses low. Cez has struggled a little bit at the plate this year. He bats under the Mendoza line, although this is where he's found the most success, hitting with runners in scoring position. He's batting 333 in these spots this season. The 1-2 is swung on and missed as Rodriguez picks up his seventh strikeout. One thing about this Lynchburg team, they walk a lot. They sure do. But they also are prone to the swing and miss. Currently in the Carolina League, they lead the league in walks with 118 coming into today. And they're right near the top of the middle of the pack in strikeouts. Well, that's all we'll see from Rodriguez. It should be Cole Hertzler due up next, but I can already tell you it's not going to be, as we'll meet the new arm, who will not be the Liberty alum, when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame Weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Well, Fayetteville Woodpeckers will go to the bullpen with Luis Morejo looming, with Tommy Hawk leading off second. That'll do it for Raimi Rodriguez today. He was fantastic, going 5 1/3. Right now with just one earned run, although he is responsible for Tommy Hawk. He struck out 7. In that time as well, as into the game will be Francisco Frias, the righty out of the Dominican Republic. Played last season with the Florida Complex League Astros. He is making his debut at the single A level here in 2025. And he'll be greeted with a pitch clock violation right into the ballgame. 1-0 here on Luis Morejo, who is not a guy you want to give the opportunity to jump out on the count.
There was a long conversation on the mound when Carlos Lugo brought him into the game, and still some miscommunication between him and Calro in the first at-bat.
You know, in our first homestand, we saw the umpires really be mindful when it comes to the balk. Seems like in this home series, it's going to be the pitch clock that you're not going to get away with, not even for a second.
So, or the manager either.
That's true. 1-0 on Luis Morejo. Tommy Hawk dancing off second as Frias will miss low. Not being able to get your bat free from the donut will save you from the pitch count, the pitch clock. Frias on the year, 1-1 with a 2.84 ERA. He has been good through 6 innings and change. So he'll take a look over at Tommy Hawk.
And this is the threat that Tommy Hawk provides with any pitcher, but especially a new arm out there who hasn't seen him on the base paths. He can very easily get in your head.
The righty, first base side of the rubber. delivers the 2-0. Marejo takes in the dirt, and Tommy Hawk has steal number 21.
I had a feeling we were going to see a stolen base in that at-bat. Marejo, tall, wide, tough to get around on a throw down, and with Hawk being so quick, it seemed like a natural spot to send him. And I also wouldn't be surprised if Marejo swings away in this situation with a 3-0 count and Tommy Hawk on third.
I would certainly let him. He's going to look to lift something out into the outfield and give Lynchburg an insurance run. Not a good pitch to do it on as a fastball finds the outside corner. 3-1. That's a pitch you have to go the other way with. And in a count like this, Marejo looking to pull a baseball.
He's always looking to pull.
The 3-1. Oh, he had his pitch. 94 challenge fastball, letter high. He was able to get a piece of it right into the glove of Calro. Frias in his last outing went 1 2/3 inning, gave up one hit, no earned runs, and struck out one batter. Did not walk a hitter either. He was solid against Fredericksburg. Payoff pitch. In this inning, we saw Marejo launch a three-run shot one night ago. The 3-2 is driven to deep center. Plenty deep for Tommy Hawk. As Spence will make the catch. A couple steps shy of the warning track. Show no haste in getting the ball in. As Tommy Hawk could have walked backwards to home plate. As he will score Lynchburg's second run. As he's responsible for scoring both of their tallies on the scoreboard today. And good at bat for Luis Marejo. Exactly the guy you want up in a spot like that.
And that's exactly what Lynchburg needed. That's a huge insurance run to go up 2-0. You know you're going to get another good arm out of the bullpen from Fayetteville. Now it's up to the Hillcats bullpen to shut the door.
First pitch misses to Mercedes. For Marejo, that is now a team-leading 11 RBIs. As Mercedes swings through a fastball, Frias can get it up there. That time at 94. The run will be charged to Rodriguez, so he will wear both earned runs today. The 1-1 dances Mercedes out of the way. As he takes a slider in by his knees. 2-1, two down, Lynchburg 2-0. The pitch is swung on, lifted to right field. Routine for Valencia, and the right fielder will make the squeeze and end the inning, but not before Lynchburg strikes. Tommy Hawk keeps at it, gets on, gets over, and lets his boys behind him take care of the rest. They lead it 2-0, as we'll head to the seventh. Jason Prill on the mic next on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Seventh inning in Lynchburg, Virginia. Connor Whitaker remains on the bump for the Hillcats as it's been a beautiful night.
Yeah.
It was cloudy at the start of the game, but the sun has poked through, and we're starting to see a little bit of a Lynchburg sunset.
Yeah.
Still not as clear as we want it to be, but that just means we're inching a little bit closer to that part of the year. Caden Powell will step in to lead off the seventh for the Woodpeckers. No runs, four hits, no errors for Fayetteville. Two runs, two hits, zero errors for Lynchburg. As Whitaker into his motion. Delivers a first pitch strike to Powell on a 90-mile-an-hour fastball.
That's the sinker there from Whitaker. You can see it. Just take a nosedive down the first base side. Late movement on that sinker.
The 0-1, as that was the slider for strike two. Sinker, fastball, changeup, slider for Whitaker.
Seems like that sinker and slider have similar profiles, with the sinker being 10 miles an hour faster. If you were able to tunnel those two pitches, I think you'd be pretty shocked with how close they finish.
As that one snuck underneath the glove of Lopez, 1-2. Whitaker, also an avid bowler, once bowled a 260 game. The two-strike pitch, breaking ball down and away, 2-2. Maybe one day he'll have his picture up in a bowling alley for bowling a 300.
That could be a great post-baseball hobby for him.
He's hoping that this lasts him long into his adult life. The 2-2 from the righty. Blew it past him, 92. Good hard fastball from Whitaker. Number one is proud to sponsor each Hillcat strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger campaign. For each Hillcat's home strikeout, number one will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Oliver Carrillo, an 0-2 night thus far. Righty on righty matchup. Whitaker misses tight. 1-0. Carrillo struck out looking in the first, flew out to center in the fourth. Breaking ball misses out wide, 2-0. Whitaker coming on in relief in the fifth inning after Rafe Schlesinger was ejected from the ball game. As the right-hander delivers a strike, 2-1. He was ejected by Nicholas Saxton, who's the infield umpire this evening. And what's interesting is they know each other. So that's line down the left field line, just foul off the front face of the bullpen. When I say know each other, there's more familiarity, because Saxton was the minor league, or part of the minor league umpire crew for the Guardians this past spring down in Arizona.
Yeah.
So he's been with this ball club pretty much since mid-February.
Right.
Working with these pitchers and calling balls and strikes. And so maybe Schlesinger just getting a little bit too comfortable. The 2-2 from Whitaker. High at the numbers. Full count.
And what a job Whitaker has done. He comes into the game, remember, pretty much out of nowhere due to the ejection, and immediately gets a double play to end the inning, and since then he's been clean.
The 3-2 is fouled away.
That's tough as a reliever. You have no inclination that you're going to be going in anytime soon. Now, he might know that he's going to pitch today, but he was not ready to go right in that moment.
He's probably expecting to go in the sixth inning.
Right. And then his number gets called, bases or runners on the corners, gets a double play out of the inning.
The 3-2 is a slow roller toward short, charged by Howe. He'll take his time, and there's two away. Drew Brutcher, 1-2. The disappointing part, if you're Rafe Schlesinger, is if he could have finished out that inning, he'd be in line for the victory.
Right.
Which, at this level, this early in the season, it's hard for a starter to get a victory. And yes, we don't pay too close attention to the win-loss numbers as Brutcher takes downstairs for ball one. But for a pitcher, those numbers still matter. Being able to say that you went five innings, you got your team to win, you pitched well, that says a lot about how well you went out there. That's down and in for ball two. And it's just a confidence builder. You see so many losses pile up in that column. It's nice to get a win underneath your belt, but Schlesinger will have to wait a little bit longer. The 2-0 from the righty. Ground ball over towards second, gobbled up by Mercedes. We head to the stretch. A 1-2-3 frame for Whitaker. Lynchburg still leads it 2-0. We'll be back with more baseball after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just 3 easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Five and a third, 2 hits, 2 runs. They were both earned. 2 walks and 7 strikeouts for Raimi Rodriguez. As we head to the bottom half of the 7th inning, Francisco Frias remains out on the bump for another inning of work. At this point, it'd be shocking to see Hertzler come into this ball game with the pitch count that they're probably wanting him to get to.
Right.
And that's the risk you take by tandem starting a guy, is if a guy pitches well, you might not get a chance to bring in your tandem.
Yeah, I was about to say, the game probably came to the conclusion of, well, like you said, Hertzler not going to get enough pitches, and Raimi Rodriguez just pitched too well today. So Cole Hertzler will be saved for later in the week.
And I'm sure Fayetteville is quite okay with how well that Rodriguez pitched.
Oh, yeah.
You'll take over 5 innings of work. As Garrett Howe will lead things off in the bottom of the 7th inning, Lynchburg leading it 2-0. So that misses down and away for ball one.
Especially for them when they used 4 arms in last night's game, and then an extra fifth pitcher in the catcher today in Cowro.
I doubt we'll see a position player tonight.
No.
At the rate this game's going, as that missed out wide 2-1. Frias works from that first base side of the rubber. And Howe chased a pitch well upstairs, 2-2, as he went up the ladder. Frias went almost 33 innings over 13 appearances in Florida last year. It's his third season of pro ball, as he blew it by Howe at 93 for out number one. At this point, every run matters. Lynchburg seeking their 7th straight victory early on in this season, trying to keep pace with the Mudcats, who have just set the tempo of the Carolina League North. As Christopher Espinola watches one slightly and off the plate.
And Carolina will play today. They're in the top of the third after a delayed state start against the Fireflies at Segra Park.
As that misses high, 2-0.
Still no score in that one. Again, it's early to be doing too much standings watching, but still, with how good Lynchburg's playing, it's tough to see them 2.5 games out of first.
Breaking ball misses down and away, 3-0 to Espinola. They're 2.5 games out of first place, which is still striking distance. But
sure,
the Mudcats have just been on a tear. The 3-0 taking all the way, as it's called a strike.
And they're 2.5 games out of first place with them playing one more game than Carolina, as they had one of their games canceled earlier this week.
Fouled back to the screen, and the count goes full on Espinola.
So the Mudcats and Fireflies will be playing a doubleheader on Saturday, I believe.
Breaking ball just missed outside. And a one-out walk for Espinola as he gets aboard for the first time tonight. Bringing up Robert Lopez, 0-2. Lopez, he's grounded out both of his first 2 plate appearances. He had a 4-strikeout game the last time he appeared against Fayetteville.
not his finest moment. So that missed wide for ball one. He won't be the last to have a four strikeout game. Just part of the baseball world, especially at the single A level. The right-hander checks first and fires over. Espinola was leaning, but Carrillo just couldn't get the tag down.
He was leaning, and it's a good move from Frias, despite being a righty. He was able to spin around quick and threw a strike to Carrillo.
Runner on first, one away. The 1-0 to Robert Lopez. Espinola left a little early but had to jump back. No throw. The pitch comes home, and it's ball two. Espinola. A little risky there.
Yeah.
It's worked for Garrett Howe plenty of times.
Sure has.
Trying to get a read on the pitcher. He fakes this time and pitch in the zone. 91 mile an hour fastball, 2-1. I wonder if that was just to kind of bait them for the next pitch.
Espinola with two swipes on the season. He has not been caught.
He's not been aboard a ton. His limited action, another throw over. It's a good pickoff move from Frias. I'm liking what I'm seeing from Frias. He's not missing by much, and that pickoff move, pretty strong for a righty, as you mentioned. It's keeping Espinola a little bit off balance. The 2-1 to Lopez. Runner holds, and Lopez waved at it downstairs, 2-2.
Yeah, and the pickoff move, extra impressive for me, seeing as how he's a reliever. You know, we talked about it the other day about how stolen bases are really more on the pitcher than the catcher. Usually you'll see relievers not really know how to handle base runners all that well. He's been conscious of Espinola.
Here's the 2-2. As time is called, it's a pitch clock violation. Full count.
Second one on Frias.
Having trouble with the pitch clock. He's pitched well since signing with Houston. As Lopez steps out, his first year in the DSL, he went for 14 innings with 19 strikeouts and a 3.21 ERA. Only 5'11", 190 pounds. He's gone five straight scoreless innings coming into this outing. The payoff pitch. Runner takes. The pitch is ball four inside. So Espinola can walk into second. As Lopez takes his spot at first. And Yankel Mijares 0 for 2. Two strikeouts on the night. We'll dig in. The bottom two in the order for Lynchburg. 0 for 4, four strikeouts. As we'll get a mound visit from Fayetteville. As out goes James Wiseman, the pitching coach for the Woodpeckers. Fayetteville, the Houston Astros affiliate since their inception. They were not always the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as they have changed names since being founded. Back in 2017, they were the Bowie Creek Astros from 2017 to 2018. Before switching over to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in 2019. Only their eighth season.
I personally prefer it when an affiliate has their own identity apart from their major league parent. Unless it's like a AAA team, then it makes a little bit more sense, I feel.
Yankel Mijares awaits the first pitch. Espinola dancing. He's taking third. The double clutch throw to third will not be in time.
I really think Cowro had him. Like you said, he didn't double clutch that throw. Maybe he didn't have a good grip.
I don't think Luciano recognized that the runner was taking off for third, and
gotcha.
So Cowro maybe wisely held up on his throw. Otherwise,
right,
that would have found left field because he was late getting over to the bag. Nevertheless, runners at the corners. That's another key insurance run. Now I wonder, does Mijares think about a squeeze play here? Robert Lopez probably not going to be taking off from first. As he Well, swing through it for strike two, does Mijares.
You know, Lopez with one out. Good takeoff. Getting a rundown, not the worst thing. Definitely something Lynchburg has utilized in the past.
Now the infield pulling in as Mijares steps out and calls time. Kind of surprised to see them pulling the middle of the infield in. The corners are in. Middle infield now a couple steps behind the grass. The two-strike offering. Lopez takes off. The pitch is in the zone, a called strike, and Lopez will scamper on down. Maybe catcher's indifference. As two down, third strikeout for Mijares of the day. And Alberto Mendez 0-2. They'd like his bat to get going. Two aboard, two away, both in scoring position. Espinola 90 feet away. Lopez 90 feet behind him. As Mendez offers that one well below the zone on a curveball at 80 for strike one. Frias rocks, kicks, fires. And another breaking ball, and Mendez down on the count 0-2. I mentioned these are important runs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Only a two-run ball game.
Feels like today any run is almost worth double. They've been hard to come by.
The 0-2. In tight, went with the heater. And Mendez had to scoot out of the way, 1-2.
Even base runners have been way more scarce today than in games 1 or 2.
Lynchburg only with 2 hits. Fayetteville with 4, and there's been less walks.
Way less walks.
The 2 strikes. Pitch is another curveball, and Mendez swings through it. 6 strikeouts from the 8 and 9 hitters today as Lynchburg leaves 2 stranded. We head to the 8th. The Hillcats ahead 2-0 in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades, all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit homesteadcreameryinc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Top of the 8th inning, Lynchburg leads it 2-0. It has been a pitcher's duel. We haven't had many of these this season. We thought this might be what Hillcats baseball would look like when we opened up the calendar year. But so far, it's been high scoring, and today, the anomaly.
Yep.
Connor Whitaker, he's been impressive. Came in cold after an ejection, and he's remained in the ball game into this 8th inning. It helps to have a guy like this in relief, a guy with pressure pitching experience. We mentioned he closed out Florida State's game that sent them to the College World Series. The right-hander leans in and fires. Missing low to Wander Luciano. Luciano 0-2 tonight. 772 on hand at Bank of the James Stadium. Expecting a good crowd this weekend as Luciano offers at it, 1-1. Saturday night in particular. But tomorrow night, canine and wine night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark. Come get some tennis balls. Your dog will thoroughly enjoy those. Or if you're a tennis fanatic, chopper over toward third. Scoop by Mijares. He'll take his time. One away. You're a tennis fiend. like many are in this Lynchburg area. 250 tennis balls will be given out at the start of tomorrow night's ball game. Come on out to the ballpark on Saturday night. It's Youth League night. This place will be packed. Boy, it'll be packed, but tickets still available. Into center field from Valencia. Backpedaling is Mercedes. He'll call everybody off. The second baseman makes the grab. Two away for Carlos Cauro. Then on Sunday, Kids Sunday, as Hillcats will give away a youth hat with the throwback Hillcat logo on it. A lot of throwback material early this season. As Carlos Cauro, 0 for 2 on the day. That misses down and away for ball one. He was the final pitcher in last night's ball game. As the 1-0 in the zone, one ball, one strike. And he made one pitch.
Yeah.
And he got the Hillcats to pop up. As Welvin Francisca, a little bit too aggressive downstairs. 2-1. It ended up not mattering, despite it only being a two-run game, because Fayetteville could not respond in the ninth inning. The 2-1 tipped right at the dish. 2-2. Nobody aboard. Two away. Top of the eighth inning. 2-0 our score. Right-handed Whitaker kicks and delivers. Fouled away back up above into the skyboxes. And we'll try it again at 2-2.
Cauro batting 176 on the season. But he does have two home runs. So he's got pop in that bat.
The 2-2. Didn't get the call. Lopez was ready for strike three, I think. As the count goes full. Whitaker with the payoff pitch here in the eighth inning. Got him. Another big strikeout for Connor Whitaker. Number one is proud to sponsor each Hillcat strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger campaign. For each Hillcat's home strikeout, number one will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Lynchburg leads it 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Number one is proud to sponsor each Hillcat strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger campaign. For each Hillcat's home strikeout, number one will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Number One Federal Credit Union is your home for checking and savings. Open an account with Member One today by visiting MemberOneFCA.com or by visiting one of the three Lynchburg area branches. That's MemberOneFCA.com, insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Well, for those of you who have stuck with us, Cam Ward went number one overall in the NFL draft to the Tennessee Titans, and the Cleveland Browns have traded out of number two. A lot of Cleveland fans tuning in. Shout out to my hometown. 2-0 lead down here for the Hillcats as we swing it back to the top of the order in Tommy Hawk, who singled and scored in the first, walked and scored in the sixth, and he's been all the damage that either team has been able to muster so far. Francisco Frias delivers a breaking ball to open up the AB for strike one on the outer edge.
Good day for a couple Miami guys. Obviously, Cam Ward getting selected first in the NFL draft.
inside 1-1.
And also, Ray Schlesinger, his best start of the season. Sure, it ended a little bit strange, but still got to be happy if you're Schles.
1-1, found away by Tommy Hawk, 1-2. I don't think Cam Ward will be ejected from the NFL draft. But anything can happen.
Really
Stranger
can.
Things have occurred. Frias, the right-hander, he's been on since the middle of the sixth. That's fouled away yet again by Tommy Hawk. That's another thing that Hawk does well. He spoils a lot of fastballs late in at-bats. This is probably the most aggressive we've seen him this week as he spits on it wide, 2-2.
This is what makes Tommy such a tough guy to deal with in the batter's box. Even with two strikes on him, feels like you can never punch him out.
The 2-2, a breaking ball ran up and in, full count. And that inside corner to these left-handed hitters, there's not been a call there tonight.
No, just not there.
The 3-2 from Frias is slapped, foul and out of play over the clubhouse. We'll try it again. Base is empty, nobody out. Bottom of the eighth inning, last chance for Lynchburg to tack on insurance. The 3-2. Softly hit left field. Brutcher toward the line. We'll make the grab on a jog. Route number one. Ryan Cesarino for three. His last at-bat, you can argue, maybe wasn't fair.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't get the donut off and then received an automatic strike violation.
And he hit the ball on the screws in the bottom of the first, lined out to Perez at second.
He's not swinging poorly. He's just not finding grass. So he watches it over the plate, 1-1.
He's got a 15-game on-base streak in jeopardy.
It's one of the longest in the Carolina League to this point. 1-1. Little roller up the first baseline, but foul, and there's two strikes on Ryan Cesarini.
I believe it's every game he's played in. It is, yeah, to this point. He's reached in every single game he's played.
Well, it comes down to this. Can he still get a pour of the 1-2? Downstairs, he watched it, 2-2. Base is empty, one away. Bottom of the eighth inning. 2-2. Into center field. Not very well hit. Spence will settle underneath it. Make the head high grab. Two down.
I know you talked about Whitaker last half inning, Jason, but what a job both these relievers have done. Frias come into the game and shut down Lynchburg. And then Whitaker especially. Man, I'm really impressed with that outing. We talked about it at length, but still he comes in relatively cold in a tough jam. One down, runners at the corners, gets a double play ball in his first pitch.
As Marejo watches down and in on a slider for ball one.
And then since then, in the sixth, seventh, and eighth, it's all been 1-2-3. Not a single base runner.
The 1-0. Floats it in there for a called strike, 1-1. He has been sharp. All four pitchers this evening have been about as good as you can be, other than the first inning. For both pitchers, as that's a little bit wide, 2-1 are both starters. It's been pretty clean ever since. Each starter having to work out of trouble in the first inning. Rafe with two doubles in the frame, yet did not allow a run. Lynchburg getting their leadoff runner aboard and then working him all the way around.
Third pitch clock violation against Frias today.
Incredible. 3-1.
I don't think I've seen so many called in one game.
Right-hander bounces it in there, and Marejo draws another walk.
Lynchburg now on the game. They have drawn a fair amount of walks, nothing like we've seen earlier in the series, but still, they've done a good job getting on via the walk. That's their fifth as a team.
And it looks like they're going to go back to their pen for a second time tonight. As Frias, his day is done after the walk. We will meet the new pitcher when we come back after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit HomesteadCreameryInc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
It's time to kick back, relax, and let your stress fade away as the Lynchburg Hillcats continue their two-week homestand against the Charleston River Dogs April 29th through May 4th. Friday, we'll focus on strengthening your mental health with a giveaway of stress balls. We will party on Saturday as we celebrate Cinco de Mayo a few days early with a fireworks show before wrapping up the week with a pillowcase giveaway on Sunday. Rest up and join us by getting your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Ryan Smith will take to the bump for Fayetteville in the eighth inning, 1-1 with a 1.04 ERA. He's only gone 8 2/3, 8 strikeouts, 7 walks, 1 earned run allowed so far this season. Smith, 6'3", 185. He's 22 years old. He was drafted out of the University of Illinois at Chicago, UIC, also known as the Flames, who won the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. Last season in 2024. Runner on first, two down, Jeffrey Mercedes at the dish. And the first pitch is fouled away at 89 miles an hour, but that seemed to run in there pretty quickly. A little bit faster than 89 may have appeared just because of his arm slot and angle. A lot of tall arms for Fayetteville.
Yeah.
The 0-1. Breaking ball, and Mercedes couldn't help himself. Chased it upstairs at his neck.
Yeah, that's a chase. Not a pitch you're going to be able to do too much with. We've seen Smith already in this series. He went one inning and gave up two hits, one earned run on a solo shot from Jose Perella. That's his only earned run on the campaign.
A throw over toward first. Marejo being kept honest. 2-0 lead. Lynchburg in front. Bottom of the eighth inning. For Fayetteville in the top of the frame, it'll be 9-1-2. Not sure against who yet. Possibly Whitaker, but maybe they'll go to their pen one more time. The two-strike offering. Well upstairs, 92. Smith may have overthrown it. He pitched for the Kenosha Kingfish.
Sure.
In the Northwoods League in 2024 before getting drafted. Second appearance in this series. Third appearance against Lynchburg. His lone save of the season came against the Hillcats. So that's fired over. One and two on Jeffrey Mercedes, who's working a 1-for-3 night. An RBI single in the first. In tight, and it gets away. Marejo breaking for second. Nobody covering. Maybe a stolen base for Marejo. I think he was taking off on the pitch. That was tough to tell.
Yeah, I thought it was a wild pitch, but maybe he got a jump on it and went early.
Well, I'll wait to see what tonight's official scorer has to say. Wild pitch it is. Two and two on Mercedes after almost getting drilled. That's driven in the right center field gap. That could be trouble. It will be. It bounces, cut off by Spence in center. The throw comes into second, not in time, as an awkward slide by Mercedes almost played leapfrog with the second base bag, but Marejo comes home to score, and Lynchburg goes up by three. It's a huge RBI for Mercedes.
It is. That's a mammoth run for Lynchburg. Not sure who we're going to see in the top of the ninth. I think Connor Whitaker's day is probably done, but with how well he's pitched and he's been able to keep the pitch count low as well, you might see him again. But regardless, whoever it's going to be, they're going to be a whole lot more thankful to have three runs of cushion compared to two.
And here's Garrett Howe. He takes up and away for ball one. Howe reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. Actually, pardon me, he did not reach on a fielder's choice. He was retired on a fielder's choice that scored a run. Upstairs from Smith. 2-0. That run that just came home will be applied to Frias. So his day is concluded.
This is where I think we've seen Garrett Howe take a big jump this season. When he gets up in the count, he's looking to drive the baseball, hitting with confidence.
The 2-0. Not sure where it missed, but maybe a little bit low. Three balls, no strikes.
Last year, Garrett Howe, in his first season at affiliated ball, even when he was up in the count, still looked like he was just looking to battle off pitches. Now, he's looking for a pitch and driving it.
Ball four, and that walk's not going to hurt Ryan Smith, as that'll bring up Christopher Espinola. It puts the force at first, second, or third, which is a bit more convenient than the alternative. So you'll live with that walk. It's, you never want to walk a guy, but it's not a bad walk. It's just a walk. Espinola. He was left stranded at third in the seventh inning. After he had a straight steal of third, catching the defense lacking. The right-hander pauses. Check second. Check second again and fires. Missing down and away with a breaking ball. 1-0.
Yeah, Espinola just saw Garrett Howe walk on four straight pitches. No need to bail Ryan Smith out of anything. Make him come to you.
The 1-0 is high up above the head, 2-0. Smith, before coming in against Lynchburg earlier in the series, he had the longest scoreless inning streak on the team at 6 1/3. Struggling with his command in the eighth. The 2-0 found the zone, upper corner, 2-1. Mercedes at second, Howe at first. Good speed on the bases. Mercedes dancing off second. And it's blocked by Calrow behind the dish. 3-1.
Yeah, and a trend I'm seeing with a lot of these Fayetteville pitchers who come in with ERAs in the twos or even in the ones, a lot of them have won a handful of unearned runs under their belt coming into today, or this series, I should say. And also, more walks than you'd expect. For Smith, he has 9 walks on the year to 8 strikeouts, and his ERA coming into today was at 104.
Command has not been pretty. Line right back into the netting. Espinola had a good pitch to rip, but it's a full count. 2 aboard, 2 away. Bottom of the 8th inning, Lynchburg leading it 3-0.
I think that's a big reason Lynchburg's matched up really well against them all year. If you're not going to throw strikes to the Hillcats, they will get on base, kill you on the base paths. And one underrated thing about this team that we're only starting to really catch on now, they're pretty darn good at hitting with runners in scoring position.
They could use another one here. The payoff pitch from the righty. Runners break, and Espinola swung and may have caught a piece of Calrow behind the dish. But it's a strikeout. Lynchburg leaves 2 stranded, but they do get a run home. We head to the ninth. Lynchburg leading it 3-0 on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Sheetz is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Sheetz has 8 locations in the Lynchburg area providing gas, food, and more. On your way home from the ballpark, stop by any of their 24-hour locations for your favorite snacks and made-to-order food. This summer, say, why the Sheetz not? And stop by your local Sheetz today.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Connor Whitaker's day is done. 3 2/3. No runs, no hits, no walks, 2 strikeouts. Luis Flores will be the new arm on the bump. The southpaw making his 6th appearance. 0-0 with a 14.21 ERA and 6 1/3. He struck out 13. But he's walked 7 and given up 10 earned runs on 7 hits. It's been a mixed bag for Flores. You love the K per 9 ratio he's piecing together right now. But you don't love the walks, the hits, or the earned runs.
Yeah, he's recorded 19 outs this season. 13 of those have been via the strikeout. He's run into some issues with command, although in his last outing against Salem, he actually just got hit around. He went an inning and a third, gave up 2 hits on 1 earned run. He did strike out 3. And that's going to be something that continues to be a strong suit of Flores. He's going to get the strikeouts. He is going to punch tickets. It's just going to come down to command and making sure that, sure, he can be wild outside of the zone, but also sometimes he can miss his spots in the zone, and that hurts him even more.
It could make for an interesting 9th inning with Lynchburg leading it by 3 as Flores looks in. The corners are pulled in with Raylan Perez at the dish, expecting a bunt. He's taking all the way, 93 for a strike. 9-1-2 doing this frame. Perez had an infield single in the 3rd inning. The 0-1. Squared around but pulled back just in time. 1-1.
It was the same story for Flores in the Arizona Complex League last season. 44 strikeouts, which is a lot, but also an ERA near 6.
Up and down, the 1-1. Tipped right at the dish for strike 2. Perez lined out in his last trip to the plate. Only 4 hits on the day for Fayetteville. The 1-2. Blew it past him at 94. First strikeout for Flores, and that's what he does best. He came with the heater and struck out Perez, 2 outs away from Lynchburg's 7th straight victory. Homestead Creamery is the proud broadcast sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball. Learn more about their selection of ice cream, milk, and lemonade at homesteadcreameryinc.com. Lefty-lefty matchup as Flores misses high for 1. Flores, he's better against lefties than he is against righties, holding lefties to a 200 clip. Righties hitting 316 off of him as 94 in the zone, 1-1. Nobody aboard, 1 away. Top of the 9th inning, 3-0. Lynchburg looking for their 7th straight victory. The 1-1. Spence chased. Strike 2.
His fastballs looked untouchable today.
It's just been hard. And pinpointing it at the moment. The 2-strike offering from the southpaw. And a beautiful breaking ball. Flores had him fooled. Spence was sitting on a fastball And when the curveball broke off, or excuse me, a slider broke off, he had no hope. So the final chance for Fayetteville is in the bat of Cesar Hernandez, who's had a good series, but an 0-for-3 performance today. Moving out of the leadoff spot. First pitch, jam shot into center field. Going to be a tough play. Tommy Hawk on the run, makes the grab, and that is the ball game. What a pitching performance. A shutout for Lynchburg. 3-0. Tonight's final score is brought to you by Qdoba. Stop in at the brand new Qdoba location at 4012 Warts Road in Lynchburg, Virginia. Tonight's final score is Lynchburg 3, Fayetteville 0. We'll be back with the postgame show on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Come join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium for your favorite nightly promotions, including Silver Sluggers Tuesdays and College Pride Night on Wednesday. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets.
Thompson Brooks Insurance is a proud insurance partner of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Located in Forest, Virginia, and serving all of Central Virginia, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help with your insurance needs. From health and life insurance to Medicare Advantage and supplement plans, and retirement and group benefits, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help. To learn more, visit thompsonbrooksinsurance.com. Thompson Brooks Insurance, planning today for tomorrow.
The final out has been recorded, and it's time for us to recap the ballgame. Coming up on the Hillcats postgame show, we'll scan the scores from across the league and give you an update on the Carolina League standings, along with previewing the next game. But first, to cover the box score and name tonight's Hillcat hero, here's Jason Pripp.
Lynchburg wins it 3-0 this evening, and a shutout. Beautiful pitching performance for the Hillcats. Let's recap it really quickly before we give you our Hillcat hero. Tommy Hawk, he did a lot of damage on the base paths today. He singled and would work away around to score in the first inning on a fielder's choice. Then in the sixth, a sacrifice fly would drive him home as well after two stolen bases in that inning would put him on third base after a walk. And then it was Luis Morejo's turn. He would walk, move up into scoring position on a wild pitch, and then the double by Jeffrey Mercedes would put Lynchburg up by 3-4 good. The pitching staff for Lynchburg, incredible. Shutout performance as doesn't get much more confident from a pitching staff than what we saw today, Connor.
Yeah, everyone had it working. Rafe, his best start of the season. Connor Whitaker, to me, really stood out for Lynchburg, as not only did he come into a situation where Lynchburg really needed a double play. There was one down, runners on the corner, and at that time a 1-0 game, and he was able to get the double play ball beat out of the inning. Then he didn't allow a base runner, as he recorded not one, not two, but three scoreless 1-2-3 innings in the middle of the game that really let Lynchburg find some time to provide some insurance as the game continued. And then Flores, again, showed why he's going to have a long leash in this Cleveland Guardians system. When you have strikeout stuff like that, they'll let you stick around for quite a while. And Flores, really impressed, punching out two and then getting a weak fly out to center. All around, great pitching performance from Lynchburg. It's their second complete game shutout of the season. They had one against Kannapolis, a 4-0 win in their last home stand. And Hillcats just keep rolling. That's now seven in a row.
Seven in a row, Connor. After some of the things we saw last season, I don't know if we ever thought we would be here. Whitaker gets the win. He's 1-1. Rodriguez gets the loss. He's 0-1. And Flores picks the save up, his first of the season. And the Browns drafted Mason Graham out of Michigan.
There you go.
Right on cue. That'll wrap up our broadcast, or excuse me, my portion of the broadcast. The Hillcat hero for tonight, I'll go with Jeffrey Mercedes, a two-hit performance and an RBI double in the eighth inning for that much-needed insurance run. Whitaker, a good second choice, yeah. 3 2/3, no hits, no runs, no walks, and 2 strikeouts for his first pro victory. Well, that's all the time I have for this evening. Once again, the final score, 3-0 in favor of Lynchburg. Connor Young will take you home after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery. I'm Jason Pro, saying goodnight, God bless, and go Hillcats.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With 2 Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back wins for Lynchburg. 7 straight as they improve their record to 12-6 on the season, chasing Carolina at 13-3. What a perfect segue. Let's take a look around the Carolina League as Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach have played 6-1 win for Kannapolis in the first game of 2 from Pelican Ballpark. Game 2, bottom 4, 2-0 lead again for the Ballers. Charleston, Fredericksburg, 6-0 in the bottom of the 8th. Charleston scored 6 runs in the first inning, and that scoreline has remained through 8, as they'll look to hold on to the win on the road. Salem and Hickory, 7-0, shutout for Hickory, as Augusta and Delmarva are tied at 2 apiece, and the Mudcats are winning, 1-0, bottom 5. Still plenty of time. Columbia will look to hand Carolina their 4th loss of the season, but they've got some work to do trailing 1-0. Let's take a look at the standings. Carolina, they're 13-3. Lynchburg, 12-6, 2 games out of first place. Fredericksburg at 9-8. Salem at 7-10. Fayetteville at 7-11, 7 games out of first. Delmarva at 4-13. Columbia, they lead in the South by just a half game margin at 10-6. Augusta at 10-7. Kannapolis, 9-8. Hickory, 8-9. Charleston 7-10, Myrtle Beach 6-11. There are 3 teams who are just trailing by 3 games or under in the South. Lynchburg trails by 2 in the North in second place, and then Fredericksburg trails by 4.5. So the parity in the South is a lot different than what we've seen in the North. It's really a 2-horse race at this point, with Carolina leading even Lynchburg by a decent margin. Where in the South, it feels like everyone's still involved. Take a look at the pitching pairing for tomorrow. It'll be Gervais Alfaro for Lynchburg, who holds a 4.50 ERA and a whip of 1.75 to this point in the season. In his last outing against Kannapolis, he went for 4 innings pitch, gave up 6 hits on 2 earned runs, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. On the other end, it'll be Luis Rodriguez for Fayetteville, as he opened the season with a 4-inning start versus Lynchburg. And since then, he has pitched pretty well for Fayetteville. In his last outing against Fredericksburg, he went 4 innings, gave up 2 hits, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts on no earned runs. On the season, his numbers come in at an 0-0 record and a 1.50 ERA. He has been solid. Lynchburg will look to get to him, as they've now won 7 straight. They've won 5 in a row against the Woodpeckers and are 3-0 here in our 6-game homestand, already locking up the series split at least. One final time, Lynchburg leads it 3-0 for your final. For Jason Prill, this has been Connor Young saying so long from Lynchburg, Virginia, where we will join you back for Game 4 tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:10 p.m. Eastern start time on the pregame show. Until then, so long and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Make sure to stay up to date on all the Hillcats news and notes by following the team on social media at LYN Hillcats. Fans can purchase tickets at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Be sure to tune into our next game on the Hillcats Radio Network through our video feed on MILB.TV, MLB.TV, and Bally Live, or on our free audio stream at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Special thanks to the Cleveland Guardians and General Manager Matt Ramstead. For Connor Young and Jason Prill, I'm Staff Announcer Mitch Balla saying good night from Bank of the James Stadium. This broadcast has been a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.